before food stamps are cut off, all these people need food. So just imagine when they...
Another EBT scam, and this is all coming out from your pocket. You're paying these insanely high American taxes, and it's going to this. So it's called selling plates. A lot of EBT Americans are like cooking and buying groceries and just kind of starting like a little mini restaurant in their houses. You know, a lot of places in very urban areas, you know, people are selling like food from their house. That's fine. Okay, I love the entrepreneur spirit, but the fact that a lot of Americans are using EBT debit cards to buy the groceries and supplies and then selling the food out, that's like illegal. That should not be a thing. Because if you use EBT to buy a lot of these grocery items and then start selling made food to other individuals, they don't have to worry about their margins because they buy the food they're selling with EBT. This is just getting out of control. You know, food stamps and EBT have lost its meaning. People are using it to buy McDonald's. People are buying it at the junk food. People are selling EBT cards for cash. It's getting out of control. It's getting to a point when people actually get food, like actual food items instead of like cash, they start complaining about the food that's given them. The entitlement is ridiculous right now. Check out some of these videos.
Y'all, I'm sad to say, but food stamps will not just be cut off for November. He's cutting them off, or he's planning to cut them off for good. Watch the clip, please.
Any urgency to end the shutdown in the next week, 2 weeks, or would you be fine if this stretches into November and in toward the holidays with folks not getting paid?
Well, you know, shutdown, we've had many, many shutdowns, and this is a shutdown that shouldn't have happened. A group of people brilliantly decided to make it after the election. I said, thank you very much. In other words, give it to Trump instead of Biden. So it shouldn't happen. And likewise, debt ceiling shouldn't have. But the big, great, big, beautiful bill solved the debt ceiling problem for
Is there a point where you would reach out to...
No. Here's what's happening in the shutdown, though. Honestly, can I put it in plain words for you? And you're a smart guy, so you all understand. But a lot of people don't. The Democrats are getting killed on the shutdown because we're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we were opposed to. So we're being able, and they're never going to come back in many cases. So we're being able to do things that we were unable to do before. So we're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we wanted to close up or that we never wanted to happen, and now we're closing them up. And we're not going to let them come back. The Democrats are getting killed. And we're going to have a list of them on Friday, closing up some of the most egregious socialist, semi-communist, probably not full communist, we're saving that for New York, but semi-communist programs. And we're closing them up. We're not closing up Republican programs because we think they work. So the Democrats are getting killed, but they're not telling the people about that. I say it, I haven't said it probably as bluntly as I just said it, but so we are closing up Democrat programs that we think that we disagree with, and they're never going to open again. Thank you very much.
Straight from the horse's mouth. What do you think about this?
All right, guys, let's talk about this EBT, SNAP benefits, all the issues that are surrounding that since, you know, November 1st is literally the day after tomorrow. I don't feel sorry for any of y'all. I'm just going to be blatantly honest. Well, let me put it this way. I don't feel bad for the people who use and abuse it. Let's put it that way. And these people that are getting on social media, on this platform, on Facebook, on whatever, and saying, well, we're just going to go out and start stealing from other people, stealing from the grocery stores. You're an idiot. You're stupid. That's insane. Would not try that in the South if you catch my drift. No. What you can do is you can do like the rest of us and go get a freaking job. Don't give me the excuse of, I have children to feed, I need to keep a roof over my head, blah, 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 blah. I have children to feed, too. I have nieces and nephews. So my siblings have children to feed. You know, but we're all out here, and we're all working, and we're all busting our tails to pay taxes to give you EBT and SNAP benefits for you to go out there and buy all the junk food in the world to get morbidly obese and sit on your butt and not do a thing. Stop using your children as an excuse to not want to get out and go to work. You know, I'm so tired of seeing all this crap. The government being shut down, that's because of the Democrats, because they're being insanely dumb and just not agreeing to anything. Now you got all these people out here boo-hooing over the EBT and SNAP benefits that they're not going to get. Grow up. Get a dang job. There's plenty of jobs out there. You can't even sit here and tell me nobody's hiring. Everybody's hiring. Everywhere you look, every corner, there is a job hiring somewhere. Stop complaining. Stop sitting here talking about how you're going to go steal food, because it's not going to work the way you want it to. Because I'm going to tell you right now, me and mine, we're protected. And that's all I'm going to say on that matter. So you can try, but it's not going to go very well. Get up, get a job, and do better for yourself and your children. And stop trying to live solely based off of the government. Thank you. Have a great day.
Breaking news, guys. They are cutting $2 million worth of food stamps in September. You, if you have a job, you are eligible for food stamps. You know, back then, you couldn't have a job, you couldn't have a house, you couldn't have nothing to qualify for food stamps. But now, if you work 30 hours a week, you can qualify for food stamps, or maybe even 20 hours a week for some cases. So, they are cutting $2 million. Hopefully, you're in that batch and qualify for food stamps. And if you haven't applied yet, put your application in. And it's going to take about 3 to 4 days to get approved. If you don't work, I'm not sure how that goes. I think you have to at least work at least 20 hours a week to qualify for food stamps now. So thanks to Donald Trump, he changed the game for a lot of mothers, fathers that's trying to get food stamps but couldn't because they was working. So now you're gonna be able to get food stamps.
Me and my kids have been 5 days without food. 5 days ago, my food stamps were taken from me, stolen from me, with no warning. Today, I get this food stamp letter from the fucking food stamp office telling me not only am I losing my food stamps, I'm losing my $2,100 in cash benefits that I get every single month to pay my bills. I'm losing my Section 8. My food stamps have now decreased from $4,300 to $19 a month for 6 kids. How the hell am I supposed to feed 6 kids at $19 a freaking month? On top of having to come up with rent. Because now I don't have Section 8. Cash benefits. No cash benefits. My $300 utility check that I get every single month, I will no longer be getting. We're going to be left out on the fucking streets. They take all of my food stamps. I don't even have a fucking dollar to my name, and I have 6 kids to feed. Please tell me, how is this making America great again? Can somebody make so fucking pissed.
People being on food stamps, EBT, welfare, government assistance, free lunch, like none of that bothers me. I don't care if my tax dollars go towards a child being fed, a child having a warm meal to eat.
I'm getting asked a lot, hey, what are you guys going to do about how the food stamps are going to be taken away from your customers? Like, what's your plan? What are you going to do? Aren't you nervous? Aren't you scared? Are you going to get more security now? Are you guys closing? Are you guys only doing deliveries? There's a lot of talk about this. My point of view on this is it's different from many because I run a supermarket. This is going to greatly affect us in many ways. But it's also, it's a little alarming because I'm seeing a lot of videos, whether they get their food stamps or not, they're coming home with groceries. They are going to wait outside for people to steal their groceries that they have purchased. I'm not saying that that's true or not true. You really don't see or think about those people, those employees that are running that type of business. Because now, if those supermarkets and those businesses are doing less business, if there's less of this coming in, that means hours need to be cut. That means people will have to be let go. you know? So there's just so many components that I'm not hearing being spoken about. If this truly happens, hopefully, first of all, it's only for the month of November, but this is going to affect a lot.
Man, Trump taking these food stamps is the worst thing he could have ever did. Like, man, it's going to be all type of thievery and shit going on, man. Motherfuckers already got it hard enough as it is. Like, damn, if you're going to take food stamps out, put out a grant that people can go get. Like, I saw a post where one lady facing up to 10 years in jail because she started a bakery off of food stamps. She's selling products off of food stamps off a bakery. Like, how in the hell is y'all going to get mad at this lady for buying shit for her food, buying the food with the food stamps, and she reselling it for her own bakery? Ain't it called government assistance? She trying to get out the government assistance by starting her own business. So that means that these folks won't folks to stay trapped in the system, bro. This shit rigged against us, bro. I'm telling you. It ain't just black folks. This shit rigged against everybody, because black folks ain't the only people that got food stamps, bro. This shit rigged against everybody, bro. Like, taking food stamps, bro? Come on, bro. That shit lame as hell, bro. Trump lame as hell for that. Can't even lie.
Okay, so it's on the CNN News. So the month of November, they told all the southern states to hold back Section 8 and their EBT benefits, okay? So that means that no Thanksgiving and no Christmas, okay? So therefore, you know what? Whoop-de-doo, okay? Whoop-de-doo. Because let me tell you something, American people. It was only supposed to have been a temporary thing, okay? I'm hearing people all up on this internet here talking about some, oh, what they're going to do, they was getting $4,200 a month. Oh, what they was going to do, they was getting $1,200 a month in food stamps. Oh, what, but they all on iPhones. You're on iPhones, you're on Android. That's a luxury, okay? To the government, that's a luxury, okay? To the government, you're not supposed to have cable, okay? To the government, there's a lot of things that was not prioritized right on Section 8, because Section 8, you're not was supposed to be on it for 20 years, okay? To get food stamps, you're not was supposed to get food stamps for 17 years. I hear one lady said that she had one child starting on it, but she got six. How did you do that? Okay, I can understand maybe one or two, the second one slipped out, but you know you had another four more. So you don't get no sympathy for people like that, because my thing is, then I hear a lady that was in a wheelchair and she's sympathetic, but then she got eight children. How you do that? How you lay down in the bedroom and you get eight children and you're in a wheelchair? I don't understand. So my thing is, it was only supposed to be temporary, okay? So what you got to do, okay, because back in the days, we didn't have no Hot Pockets. Back in the days, we didn't have all this extra foolishness, juices up on the refrigerator, all kinds of cereals. Okay, you got to go back to the basics. You got to go back to oatmeal and you got to go back to cornflakes, okay? Rice and chicken never gets old, okay? You're going to have to go back to cinnamon sugar on buttered toast. You got to go back to the basics. You got to go back to evaporated milk and sugar. That's your milk right there, honey, and put some little sweetener in it. And that's what you got to go back to. You got to go back to the basics. Grilled cheese and tomato soup. That never gets old, okay? You got to go back to Spam sandwiches. You got to go back to liverwurst, and you got to go back to those type of meats and stuff by the bulk, okay? Sardines and cans never get old, and crackers. You've got to go back to the basics, okay? So this is why you're not getting a lot of sympathy from American people, because we've been trying to get it out of the mud. Some of us only have $300 to $500 to last us to the next payday, and we got to divide that into 14 days, and we got to make it do what it do, okay? So that's why you're not getting a lot of sympathy from people who have to work, because we're paying for that. We're paying into that for you guys to live a life of luxury. I've seen people with not, see my nails? I do my nails myself because I cut that out because I'm trying to do some other things. I'm trying to work within myself and saying, Tina, what can you cut out to go ahead and save your pennies in the bank? Because I'm a saving woman. You understand me? So my thing is, this is why you're not getting a lot of sympathy from the working class, is because we've got to get it out of the mud ourselves. The government ain't helping us. We're feeding into the system so you can have a better life. That's why. Okay? All right? God bless.
Okay, I reached the final grocery haul. Two bags of cotton, two cans of croissant roll, Russian hamburger buns, two things of dirty rice, a bag of corn, a case of apple juice, strawberry waffle, buttermilk waffle, two boxes of these hamburger helper, and one box of this one, a box of toast, strawberry toast fruit, two boxes of strawberry cake pies. They're mine. Yeah, I know. Talk your shit. A thing of all-purpose flour, a bag of self-rising flour. That flour you got everywhere. Thing of sour cream, thing of peach fries, a bag of three onion blend meat, thing of chicken noodles, two, a gallon of sweet tea, baby to tea, 3 gallons of milk for the twins, coconut oil for the peas here, ham and cheese hot pie, pepper on the hot pie, chicken pot pie, or brownies, buttercrackers, Goose all berries, French toast, two Napoleon ice cream, some white for the twins, a box of little egg rolls, a thing of cupcake just for food. And they complete. Today we spent $1,592. Thank you, EBT.
It's food stamp day. This is part two. I just spent $92.50 at Aldi. Now we're at Walmart. We need meats and formula. Let's go. Oh, we needed two, but there's only two left, and I never take the last one. Someone else needs that last one. Oh no, apple juice is 3 cents more here than it is at Aldi's. What will I do? This is so mom and dad stay hydrated. I'll pick that up. Pick up after yourself, Cassandra. My gosh. My favorite way to weekly meal plan, $12 for this giant thing of butt roast. I make at least 5 meals out of this one piece of meat. Pork loin is on sale too? Okay, we're gonna cut these into pork chops as well. Chicken was cheaper at Aldi's. I should have bought chicken at Aldi's. Going back later. Literally the only food my 4-year-old eats.
Mine is what I get for
I hate Nestle, but I will forever rave about this Nido. I love this, okay? I love this. Hate Nestle. Love Nido. Beef bouillon. It's important, okay? And one of these lasts me like 2 months. Coffee. I almost forgot dinner tonight. I never wrote it on the list. This is a splurge item, but I want them. This baby's always in my way. Okay, pizza dough, we are done. These are frozen. I love these. $148.50 at Walmart. Now, $60 of that was formula and that Nido. So, $148 minus $60 is... And we spent that at Walmart. So between the two trips, needing everything, and this stuff is going to last us the majority of the month, we did pretty well.
If I'm at the grocery store come November 1st and I see somebody putting a whole bunch of stuff in their cart and just walking out and I see somebody's trying to stop them, I'm just going to act like I'm having a cardiac arrest so that way they can come help me, so that way you can get away. Then afterwards, after I get up, I'm going to try to find you so that way I can try to get some food too, because I'm struggling as well without the bridge card. So there's that. I'm just letting it be known. Just letting it be known. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. So if anybody needs an actress to put on the performance of their life so that way you can get away with what you need to from the grocery stores because you can't afford the food because they are cutting off food stamps, just hit me up. I'm here for it. And I just want to make sure when you do it, put some extra stuff in there for me because I need it as well. Thank you.
It is so crazy how folks are really sitting out here waiting on a damn savior. Even the Bible tells you, to my Christian folks, a man that does not work, do not eat. Now, all these folks got in their mind what that means. That doesn't make it true. God said, you do your part and let me do the rest. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Do the best you can, but you got to get up and you got to do something. I don't listen to folks when I tell them I got $1,100 in food stamps, $1,300 in food stamps. I don't care what they're talking about. Baby, I was going to college the whole time and got degrees to back it up. I did what I had to do. And you think I'm gonna let somebody criticize me when I know what the fuck I went through? The update on the EBT is get your ass up and go vote. It's almost 5 o'clock. Get up and go vote. Yes, they said they was gonna release the EBT, but they did not say they was gonna release all of it. And they said they was gonna release it when they get good damn ready. And you know when they get good damn ready? When the Democrats agree to whatever the Republicans want them to do. When they open back up the damn government, which I don't see how we done had many shutdowns and it never affected our EBT at all. So whatever these parties got going on has nothing to do with us. They are fighting amongst themselves and they really don't give a damn about none of us. I keep telling y'all that. They don't give a damn about none of us. When they settle their differences or whatever, or you got to agree with me. If you don't agree with me, we're going to hold this. And they can come up with all kind of lies they want us to believe. I don't give a damn about none of them. But go vote for the smaller peoples in your community. Go vote for the lawmakers and stuff that can approve some shit and help you goddamn get through the times that we're going through right now. Get up and go vote. The little folks count. The update is the lady came on and she said, if you want your full benefits, you got to go call your Democrat party so you can get your full benefits. That's the only way you're going to get your full benefits. Basically, she's saying if the Democrats don't agree with us, then you're just not going to get no food. We all are concerned about y'all eating. We all are concerned about folks going hungry. But y'all going to go hungry until they figure it out or until they get on board with what we got going on. I suggest everyone start coming up with a plan to feed your family, stretch meals, and let them folks hash it out with whatever they got the hell going on. So to y'all, I can't even talk. The ones that keep inboxing me and coming and somebody, when is it coming? You're not giving a date. What's the state? I'm not getting it. Baby, they don't want to give you anything. They are having a fight amongst each other. Get your ass up and go vote. Do your part and let God do the rest. Start saving little dollars and stuff. Start budgeting. Start stretching those meals. Check on y'all neighbors. We can get through this without all the bullshit.
Baby, when y'all go grocery shopping next month, y'all need to be very careful because apparently they done already done got started. Y'all know next month, a lot of people not going to get their food stamps and their SNAP benefits, and a lot of people going to be desperate and hungry. A Walmart employee came on here last night talking about how they had emergency evacuate the Walmart because people done stormed up in there trying to put stuff in their bags and be stealing. Baby, when y'all go to the grocery store next month, y'all better get in and get out. Don't be standing around trying to have no conversation with somebody from church. Don't stuff your buggy too full either. Get a few items and then leave. If you got to go 50 miles per hour out that doggone parking lot, go 50 miles per hour out that doggone parking lot. Or if you want to be that person, baby, buy somebody's groceries for them. Help them where you can help, period.
Y'all ain't hearing me. They cut my food stamps. I ain't paying for none of this shit. I got babies at home that got to eat. You think I'm just going to leave my cart here? Hell no. I ain't paying nothing. I'm walking out with it. Try and stop me.
You know what? I really hate to say this, but I hope they do dismantle the whole SNAP benefits program because a lot of y'all are lazy. Like, let's just really face it. This program has been around for years, okay? Years. And a lot of y'all still have not learned. Y'all are lazy. You don't either want to get up and go to work or you don't want to find you a better job because you're comfortable in what you're doing. You don't want to do too much, but you're expecting to get paid a lot of money to do nothing. Get up and get a job or go get a better job. It is not the government's responsibility to feed you. This is the type of BS that I've been seeing on my timeline, and it is very frustrating, okay? What a lot of people fail to understand and realize that 80% of people that are on the SNAP benefit program work. And the reason that they are on the program is because life is expensive. Groceries are expensive. Rent or mortgages are expensive. Living is expensive. So for those who are complaining about others who are frustrated about this shutdown regarding the SNAP benefits program, you really need to wake up and stop judging. Not everyone is lazy. Not everyone is sitting on their couch not doing anything. Life is expensive. There are folks out here who make $100K a year or make $75K a year and are still struggling. There are families who have the father around because I know that's a thing too. You got all these kids. You shouldn't be having all these kids with these men. Yeah, there are families who have all parents and all parties involved and are still struggling. So before you open up your mouth and judge, make sure you're not next.
So food stamps gone November 1st, huh? That's what you get, bitch. That's what them kids can't eat lobster tails for snack, bitch. The list said, remember the list? The teacher had the little list. It said fruit snacks, tissue, crackers, the little things, all that kind of juice boxes and all that. Bitch, it did not call for prawns and fucking crab legs, king crab legs, bitch. How the kids gonna melt the butter for snack time, bitch? It's out. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't get steps no more anyway. They've been cut our shit up long time ago. And we just have to figure out another way. I'll tell you, if you need to figure out a way on how to survive without hunger and starvation, without your EBT, inbox me in a minute.
Y'all, I'm sad to say, but food stamps will not just be cut off for November. He's cutting them off, or he's planning to cut them off for good. Watch the clip, please.
Any urgency to end the shutdown in the next week, 2 weeks, or would you be fine if this stretches into November and then toward the holidays with folks not getting paid?
Well, you know, shutdown, we've had many, many shutdowns. And this is a shutdown that shouldn't have happened. A group of people brilliantly decided to make it after the election. I said, thank you very much. In other words, give it to Trump instead of Biden. So it shouldn't happen. And likewise, debt ceiling shouldn't have. But the big, great, big, beautiful bill solved the debt ceiling problem for
Is there a point where you would reach out to...
No. Here's what's happening in the shutdown, though. Honestly, can I put it in plain words for you? And you're a smart guy, so you all understand. But a lot of people don't. The Democrats are getting killed on the shutdown because we're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we were opposed to. So we're being able, and they're never going to come back in many cases. So we're being able to do things that we were unable to do before. So we're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we wanted to close up or that we never wanted to happen, and now we're closing them up. And we're not going to let them come back. The Democrats are getting killed. And we're going to have a list of them on Friday, closing up some of the most egregious socialist, semi-communist, probably not full communist, we're saving that for New York, but semi-communist programs. And we're closing them up. We're not closing up Republican programs because we think they work. So the Democrats are getting killed, but they're not telling the people about that. I say it, nobody, well, I haven't said it probably as bluntly as I just said it, but so we are closing up Democrat programs that we think, that we disagree with, and they're never going to open again. Thank you very much.
Straight from the horse's mouth, what do you think about this?
If you guys love trading, check out the private Discord server, Patreon link below in the description. If you like stocks and options, trade with us, guys. We're making money every single day. I mean, just last month, 21 signals, almost 70% win rate with one of our traders here. I mean, you got over 100% on Amazon gains in the past. I mean, we're actually making a few hundred dollars every single day, and the profits are all posted here in Profit Recaps. Our traders are all extremely experienced. We trade every single day, live updates with a bunch of traders. You even got a Congress tracker, stock data, unusual stocks. You can also see unusual options to see what the insiders are doing, and more. I mean, this is a limited time only, a limited amount of spots. Join us, check us out. It's one of the best stock trading Discord servers out there.